Time now to Take Five for your community. Take Five is brought to you by German American Bank. And Dennis Latta is with us on the phone this morning, a Knox County historian coming to Davies County and the Davies County Museum for a special program next Saturday. Dennis, good morning. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning to you. Good to be here.
Well, you did a program last year, and it got rave reviews, so we're glad to have you back. This year is extra special because we're celebrating the 250th. And let me tell you, man, Davies County is going all out with all kinds of festivities all year long in honor of America's 250.
Very appropriate on my end, let me assure you.
Absolutely. The program you're bringing on Saturday, that's 1 week from tomorrow, May 9th, is entitled Frontier Life. Can you give us kind of the, without giving too much away, kind of the crib note version of what you're going to be speaking about?
Well, maybe we could go to a land where there are few roads and no bridges and travel is slow, horse and cart and hospital, no hospitals, aren't any banks, there aren't any stores, there aren't any dentists, doctors are 2 days away, there aren't really any schools early on, very little circulating currency. What country is this? Is it somewhere in the Pacific or a dark land? No, it's Davies County.
Wow.
In 1812 and before.
Well, the daily lives back then for the early pioneers in Davies County, they did have a lot of challenges, didn't they?
Yes. We talk about the frontier. Frederick Jackson Turner said that the frontier ended in 1892. And what did the frontier mean to people? It meant freedom. It meant freedom to own land where many of them came from they couldn't. It meant freedom to raise their children, freedom of opportunity, freedom of a new life, freedom of faith. All these things were important to these people, and they were willing to accept danger and hardship to accept that freedom.
You've done a wonderful job of looking back and finding some interesting and fascinating facts about Davies and, of course, Knox County, where you are based. And what I like about the program, too, Dennis, you like to be engaging. This is interactive. Definitely want crowd participation and encourage questions. And some people may even have some ancestors that they remember, want to know more about back in the day. The Davies County Museum has so much information there. Our volunteers at the museum do an amazing job.
Indeed, and I hope there are people there that can talk about their pioneer families, where they came from and what their life was like in Davies County. Say from 1800, I think the frontier in Davies County, we're probably talking from 1800 to maybe just before the Civil War. There's quite a period, and there was a lot of growth in Indiana and in Davies County during that time period, which for all of those people, was very significant.
There's so much rich history here in our county that people just need to dive into and take a look. I mean, some of the stuff you'll find, you don't even realize it was right here in Davies County. It's truly impressive.
Well, even later we talk about the canal and the railroad. We talk about the stockades that were built as a result of the Battle of Tippecanoe. So many things happened over a long period of time. Period of growth and a period of change, needless to say. And we talk about Liverpool, right?
Oh, yeah, Liverpool, that's right.
Uh-huh. And interestingly enough, some of the first establishments were taverns, and so you could buy whiskey early on in Liverpool.
Now, that is cool. Yeah, Liverpool was what Washington was known as in the early days, right?
Well, what happened with Liverpool, of course, after the war, end of the War of 1812, the opinion of local people with the British was not terribly good, and so maybe Liverpool was not the greatest name to have. And so that's, of course, there were actually two little settlements, one big one, Washington, one Liverpool. But so suddenly, Liverpool was pretty unpopular, so I guess the idea of naming a town and after the father of our country became more popular.
Definitely so. And that's what we have still today. Well, Dennis Latta is going to be the guest speaker at the Davies County Museum. The program is next Saturday, May 9th. It starts at 1 p.m. I highly encourage you check this out. It is absolutely free, and he offers engaging and in-depth historical insight on the frontier life. That'll be the focus. It's all part of America's 250 Observance Celebration, and they're going to have similar programs at the museum June 20th and August 29th. As I said, Dennis, we just close with this. I think we have a gem, a hidden gem, right on our main street with that Davies County Museum. We got to stress, people need to come in and visit. They've done a wonderful job putting together our rich history here in Davies County.
It's a magnificent county museum, and everybody should take time to be there, needless to say.
Well, and one time you can definitely get there is next Saturday to hear Dennis speak. It's 1 p.m. It is absolutely free. Historian Dennis Latta will be the guest presenter for focusing on the daily lives of early pioneers in Davies County, frontier life. Dennis, we're looking forward to it. Again, it is free next Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. We appreciate you sharing some time with us on Take 5 for your community today. Have a great weekend.
You too. Come and see us. Okay.
You bet. Take 5 for your community brought to you by German American Bank.